Cardinal Ferdinando Filoni has been speaking about his recent pastoral visit to Zambia and Malawi. The prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples was in the Diocese of Karanga in Malawi as a special envoy of Pope Francis, where he consecrated a new church. He also met with the bishops of Zambia during his trip to that African country. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the growth of the church in both these countries.
In Malawi, first of all, I was special representative of the Holy Father for the consecration of the cathedral in Karonga. Karonga is a very new diocese. It was created almost 6 years ago. So the consecration of the church was a very special moment for the priest, the bishops, of course, and the whole community. It's like a church mother. And in this house, the mother is a role, especially in evangelization, especially thinking about poor, about education, about assistance for those who are in need. We don't forget that in Malawi and Zambia, we have a lot of AIDS, people sick with AIDS. So the presence of the church in this charitable assistance is very, very important. We have also to think about the way the African could think about the evangelization. No? They have a say in which they say, it takes the whole village to raise a child. It takes the whole church to go and to bring evangelization to all. So in Karonga and in Malawi, my presence was to encourage all of them, especially to be after the Holy Father, met them here in Rome in the Ad Limina Visita. So try with the bishops to understand how things are going on, what we can do better, in the education also of the seminarians and the permanent formation of the priests in the organization about charity activities and education, as I said before. And not differently also in Zambia. In Zambia, I was only in the capital, but I met different aspects of the organization of the Archdiocese and the Church. So the Bishop Conference, celebrating exactly in these days a special forum for 125th anniversary of the beginning of the evangelization, and on the same time visiting some aspects of the organization of the Church in Lusaka. I think it was a very wonderful moment for them and for me too.
What do you think the church people can learn about the faith of the people of Malawi and Zambia?
The people, I suppose, first of all, to see in them their capacity of organizing themselves. We have to think that after almost 100 years of the evangelization, now all the bishops are local. They are African. The missionary presence is very, very, very few, very, very little now. All the priests are from Malawi and Zambia. The sisters, the same. We have a pontifical congregation, but many also local congregations. The same also monasteries which I visited. So the church is completely now, we can say almost completely now, in the hands of the local church. If we think that 50 years ago, when a Vatican Council was celebrated, the presence of the African, generally speaking, African bishops were little, few. Today is completely reversed, the situation. All of them are almost all of them are African. If we think that now we have more than 500 diocese, archdiocese vicariates, at the time it was a few dozen. So how the church in Africa developed at structure, in a level of structures, but also in people, organized homosexual cells in organization, groups, association, and doing a lot of work not only through the priests and the religious, but also through the lay people with their own association. So I think this is the future. This is what the church is expecting. And my question was, which kind of church do you want for your future from now? Of course, the question remain open. Now it's up to them to work with our encouragement too.
Cardinal Filoni, the Year of Mercy is drawing to a close. Pope Francis has talked an awful lot about mercy in action, doing works of mercy. You talked there about evangelization, spreading the word. How much did you see that in action, get people getting into the spirit of this Year of Mercy in these countries?
Yes. I saw that this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, it was very well received. Now they have to incarnate what means mercy, and especially explain when they have a difficulty among themselves because tribal problems, ethnic in question, poor and the rich, you know, also in the church itself, how they act in this merciful position to all families, young people, different problems they have. So they saw this extraordinary Jubilee year a time to reflect how they have to enfront all these aspects which are part of their life, not only from the civil point of view, human point of view, but also in the church. So a church who is open and to accept all and to work for this mercy, this part which is so important in reconciliation, the country and the people, the diocese and the church too.